AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. For years, the world has been trying to figure out Iran's nuclear intentions. Now, after 6 days of marathon nuclear talks with Tehran, there will be an announcement. It will say they have agreed to keep on talking, but they're calling this a new phase. Our Matt Lee is covering the talks in Switzerland.
The importance of this is that it will allow them to continue to discuss the situation ahead of the end of June deadline they have set for a final deal.
Still to be resolved, questions about Iran's nuclear development and the scope of the economic sanctions against it that would be lifted in return for its cooperation. A prisoner at a Virginia hospital got away from security guards this morning and took off, setting off a hospital lockdown and a massive search just outside Washington. Fairfax County, Virginia Police Chief Ed Rossler says Wosun Asai carjacked a Toyota after fleeing with the guard's gun.
He is armed, he's a felon, and he's attempted to flee. So we need everybody to secure in place and report any suspicious activity.
It happened at Inova Fairfax Hospital in Falls Church, Virginia. French aviation investigators are announcing that they will review a cockpit entry rules and psychological screening procedures for pilots after that co-pilot flew a German passenger plane into a mountain in France. Clinical psychologist Robert Bohr says this case may highlight a potentially dangerous lack of communication.
They may not tie up with each other, so it might be possible that information, for example, known to the personal doctor of a patient may not be transferred into the piloting medical situation because there is no obligation for this.
This is AP Radio News. A member of Congress is officially stepping down today after months of reports about business deals and office expenses. Our Matt Small in Washington has this story.
Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock said his goodbyes on the House floor last week.
I leave here with sadness and humility.
But current and former employees of the 33-year-old Republican who leaves office amid a Justice Department investigation into his business dealings and how he spent campaign and taxpayer funds are due to appear before a federal grand jury next month to answer questions about the lawmaker. Schock, who faced scrutiny for lavish spending on everything from overseas travel to decorating his office in the style of the TV show Downton Abbey, has already reimbursed the government for tens of thousands of dollars in expenses. Matt Small, Washington.
The Rolling Stones are announcing a new North American tour, 15 cities. They'll kick off the tour May 24th at Petco Park in San Diego. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.